I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, hunting season isn't even over yet, but already a lot of West Virginia hunters have bagged themselves a big buck. Well, the DNR would like to see it. I'll tell you more about the annual DNR Big Buck Contest coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. A lot of West Virginia hunters killed some big bucks in 2012. So good, many will want to preserve them for years to come. But before you run off to the taxidermist with that slunger, stop by your local DNR office and have it officially scored by a measurer from the Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young Club, depending on whether you killed it with a bow or a gun. It's the annual West Virginia DNR's Big Buck Contest.
We've been doing that program since 1963. We cooperate with the Isaac Walton League of West Virginia, West Virginia Bow Hunters Association, West Virginia Muzzlers Association, and the Physically Challenged Advisory Board, and they have also brought on board the Disabled American Veterans, Paralyzed Disabled American Veterans Association in West Virginia. And we also have had Toyota as a sponsor for the last 5 years.
That's Gene Thorne, who heads up the program for the DNR. Each score meeting minimum requirements in four categories will be recognized with a certificate. Typical bucks that score 140 and non-typical of 160 that were killed with a gun are recognized. And to be eligible in the archery category, the deer must score a minimum of 125 typical and 155 non-typical under the Pope and Young system.
You know, if a deer is basically at least an 8-point rack, with a wide spread, length to the tines, some mass to it, they need to bring it to one of our DNR official measures, who are official measures for Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young Club. They can do that by calling any one of our district offices and making an appointment.
All of those big bucks dating back to 1963 make for a tremendous database.
It's a great database that tells a lot about our deer management program in West Virginia.
And a lot of folks get involved every year.
It's been a very well-received program, and we measure usually between 300 and 400, maybe more, maybe less, each year deer. And of that, you know, some years have a big year that that bucks actually meet the qualifications, sometimes well over 100 deer. Last year was one of those.
The biggest bucks of those four categories are recognized with plaques from the DNR that are awarded on stage at the National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration in September. So if you killed a nice one, the DNR wants to have a record of it for many years to come. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.